3 days later, there was a tearing argument with Kerr. Sometime since, they had begun to clear away the wreckage and fused wires of the old transshipment rig, and now that it was gone, Turl wanted to be sure that the points would be at the correct distances on the poles. He went out and he found Kerr was using the most sloppy, inexperienced, left-handed machine operator trainees he had to dig the trench for the atmosphere armor ionization cable. There was the trench, half dug, but these trainees had been digging, digging, digging holes, 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 dirt piles, dirt piles, dirt piles all over the place. And more. There was equipment, equipment, equipment scattered everywhere. Cranes, blade scrapers, you name it. Whenever one of these stupid animal trainees had dug something, he had simply left the machine there. Whenever he lifted something, he left the magnetic crane right there. What a mess. Standing on the platform, hating the bright winter sun, half sick from the rotten quality breathe gas that was available, Turl had felt like clawing the midget to bits.
You know better than this!
Raged Turl.
Can I help it if these animals break machines?
Shouted Kerr.
Can't you follow a straight plane plan?
Can I help it if these animals can't follow a straight plane line?
Turl realized Kerr had a point. They weren't going to get anywhere standing here shouting.
Look, it is in your own best interest that I get safely to Cyclo.
Is it?
Leverage, leverage, Turl told himself.
I'll tell you what I will do. I will put 10,000 credits to your account in the Galactic Bank. You have a numbered account there with quite a bit in it already, but I will add...
Brown Limper Stauffer paid me 100,000 Earth credits just to dig up that cable for you. That cable right over there. It was no easy job, and I considered the pay cut rate.
Turl thought fast.
All right. I'll pay you 100,000 galactic credits to help install this firing rig and cooperate.
I can get double that from this brown limper not to do it.
You can?
Said Turl, suddenly alert. He thought hard. Yes, that brown limper had been acting furtively lately, like he was hiding something.
He wants a certain party. He doesn't care if you get to Cyclo or not.
But doesn't he know I have to record the deeds?
He's only interested in getting one man.
Look, I will put 500,000 credits in your account if you cooperate in getting me to Cyclo.
Kerr thought about it. Then he said,
if you will get me new papers and destroy my old company records and deposit 750,000 credits to my account, I'll see all goes smoothly.
Turl was about to say he agreed when Kerr spoke again.
You will have to make it all right with this brown limper staffer also. Tell me how you intend to trap this man so I can reassure this staffer. He controls these workers, so add that and it's a deal.
Turl looked at Kerr. He knew how money-hungry he was.
All right. I'm going to string 500 Brigantes around, outside that atmosphere armor, armed with poisoned arrows. Arrows won't make a concussion if fired, and they can shoot that animal to bits if he comes. You whisper that to Staffer, and he'll also cooperate with you. It's a deal, then?
Kerr smiled.